Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I firmly believe that if we're just a little bit patient, we will soon get to see Elon Musk and Donald Trump's bromance fall apart in front of our eyes, whether it's due to ego, whether it's due to Elon overstaying his welcome, because we're already seeing the cracks form in the armor. For example, we got this article today titled, "Elon Musk keeps getting hit with lawsuits for duping Trump supporters." At the same time, Elon Musk has apparently been told off by Trump a few times saying, This guy just won't leave Mar-a-Lago. Here is Donald Trump saying exactly that at a speech last night at Mar-a-Lago. Take a listen.
What a job he does. He happens to be a really good guy. You know, he likes this place. I can't get him out of here. He just likes this place.
Obviously sarcastically saying, I can't get him out of here, but we'll see what that turns into after 5, 6, 7 months of Elon Musk pushing back on Donald Trump, as I'll explain later in the video. Here's Elon Musk last night basically cheering, as they call him, the right's George Soros, or just saying it out loud.
Where is the George Soros of the right? Where do we find him?
This pisses me off because we never had our own George Soros on the left. He donated a little bit of money and did a lot of philanthropic things, but he never bought a social media platform, actively campaigned with Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton or Obama. George Soros never took an active role. Elon Musk is doing something that is so incredibly unprecedented, and he's doing it all with the intention of just tricking Trump supporters. And when it comes to duping Trump supporters, we are going to see a lot of that over the next 4 years. Not only Elon Musk doing it, but Donald Trump lying about tariffs. Trump supporters realizing the mass deportation might actually happen. I mean, Muslim Trump supporters in Dearborn, Michigan are already starting to realize that Trump is not this pro-Palestine beacon that he sold himself as. So, we have a lot to break down regarding Elon Musk. But first, we got a breaking news story early this morning reading, "Woman told House panel she had sex with Matt Gaetz at 17, according to a new report." And of course, we heard about this story. We had heard rumors about this stories and Venmo transactions that led us to believe the story was true, but apparently this woman testified in front of the House and they were going to release this today. Friday. They were going to release it Friday, and Matt Gaetz resigned 2 days ago. So this starts off with a woman who claimed she had sex with former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz and current Attorney General nominee, Lord have mercy, said she was a minor and testified about the encounter in front of the House Ethics Committee, ABC News reported Thursday. The network cited sources familiar with the Justice Department investigation into Gaetz, which ultimately resulted in no charges against the Republican firebrand. He has continually denied all charges of impropriety, and the news comes just as the committee was scheduled to meet to consider releasing a report on its findings this week. And since Gaetz is no longer in Congress, its release is up in the air. And this just blows my mind that Republicans gonna get away with this. I can't tell what's worse, that Trump nominated Matt Gaetz as the AG, or that Matt Gaetz actually might become the AG and get through Senate confirmation, because Trump nominating Matt Gaetz while knowing he was a sex offender or light sex trafficker is disgusting, but he might actually get through due to the support of Republicans and them turning a blind eye when it's somebody on their own side committing these acts, which is absolutely insane. We also learned that Trump's team is straight up skipping FBI background checks for some cabinet picks, and this explains a lot. So all of the checks and balances that existed to make sure that candidates are good are being stripped away by Trump, and if he goes with the recess appointments, and a recess appointment means that Congress adjourns, they go away, and while Congress is out of session, Trump can slam through these appointments without Senate's confirmation. So Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard, for example, haven't even been vetted by the FBI, and that says a lot. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team is bypassing traditional FBI background checks for at least some of his cabinet picks while using private companies to conduct vetting of potential candidates for his admin jobs, and this feeds back into Donald Trump wanting loyalty and only loyalty around him, a moat of loyalty. He doesn't even trust the own FBI of America, his own FBI, to conduct these background checks, so he uses his allies. Trump and his allies believe the FBI is slow and plagued with issues that could stymie the president's plan to begin the work of implementing his agenda, meaning everybody is a deep state. And you know, I'm going to firmly be making the argument over the next 4 years that Donald Trump is a deep state. Tulsi Gabbard is a deep state. These people are the deep state. For example, let's play a fun game really quickly. Let's play a game of who said it? Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's nominee for the Director of National Intelligence, or the Russian Kremlin? Again, who said these quotes? Tulsi Gabbard or the Kremlin? The first one, quote, NATO and the U.S. are both to blame for provoking Russia into the Ukraine war. Who said that? Well, it was actually both. They both say that NATO and the U.S. are to blame for provoking Russia, which is not true. Putin has shown territorial ambitions for a while, and now he is acting on these imperial ambitions by going on a land grab, which Ukraine had nothing to do with provoking. Who said this at the bottom of the screen? Information regarding U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine are very concerning. Who said that conspiracy theory? Was it Putin or was it Tulsi Gabbard? Oh, it looks like they both said it. They both spread this absolutely deranged conspiracy theory lie. Who said, the Russian state media is not so different from the media in the U.S.? That has to be Putin, right? I guess they both said it. They both said this. Quote, I haven't seen any evidence that Assad dropped chemical weapons on civilians in Syria. You guessed it. They both said that. So obviously that fun little game is not so fun, but it's purposefully rigged to prove a point, to show that Tulsi Gabbard is 100% aligned with the Russians, with the Kremlin, with Russian state media on just about every single talking point. And instead of making sure that she's qualified or not working with the Russians, Trump's team skips FBI background checks completely. That is terrifying to me. So there is a very real chance that Tulsi Gabbard could be compromised. I'm not going to even put a percentage chance on it. I'm not even going to say whether it's 30 to 50 to 70 to 80%. I'm not going to say, but there's a non-zero chance that Tulsi Gabbard is compromised and the FBI won't even be able to figure out. The background checks won't be able to happen, which is absolutely disgusting and scary. Now let's get on to the main bulk of the video. Elon Musk keeps getting hit with lawsuits for duping Trump supporters. This week, he got hit with 3 new lawsuits. And really quickly, I think we can all agree that this year has been intense. I've been in college, I've been covering Trump rallies on the ground, and we've all been locked into politics. So as we head into the holiday season, I've been looking for new ways to relax. And if you're in the same boat, let me introduce you to Via Premium Hemp. Via Premium Hemp products have changed my day-to-day life, and after the campaign season ended, I've been having an easier time relaxing, an easier time falling asleep, and that is due to Via Hemp's amazing CBD gummies, which are perfect for unwinding after a long day. You can get THC gummies, THC-free gummies, pure CBD gummies, gummies with a wide variety of strengths and effects. So trust me, there is something for everybody. They're also well known for their THC flower, grown indoors in state-of-the-art facilities to bring out natural aroma and flavor. It's the perfect way to relax when things get hectic, and the best part is, Via is fully legal to ship. It ships right to your door, completely legally, with discreet packaging, no medical card needed. So whether you're looking for a little holiday calm or just a break from the constant grind of your job, or you want to tune out of politics, because trust me, you need to tune out sometimes. I get it. Via has you covered with high-quality, lab-tested products made from American hemp. Trust me, if you're 21 or over, it's worth it. Go check it out. Use code BLUEHEART, the code on the screen right now, for 15% off. And check out the link to Via's website in our description below. That is code BLUEHEART for 15% off. The link is in the description below. And after a year like this, a little bit of relaxation is exactly what we all deserve. So enjoy the holidays and let Via bring you the calm you've earned. episode. Thank you guys, and thanks to Viya for helping make this video possible. Back to the story, those sponsors really do help keep the independent media landscape going in a time when Trump's gonna try to tear everything down around him, so thanks to Viya and thanks to you guys. But let's read this story. Elon Musk keeps getting hit with lawsuits for duping Trump supporters. And like I said, a lot of Trump supporters will find out they've been duped over the next 4 years as prices rise, as the wars don't end within 24 hours. And the thing is, the onus is on us to spread the information that acts as a counter program to what Elon Musk and Donald Trump are spreading. For example, we are going to have to rip the Twitter algorithm out of the grip of all of these Republicans who are just caught up scrolling it all day, every day. But we will have some openings over the next few years to get in there and show them that, hey, Donald Trump lied to you guys en masse. Now, before we read this story about three new lawsuits hitting Elon Musk, you guys are going to love this story written by Chris Hayes. Trump hates sharing the spotlight, and that could spell trouble for his new buddy, Elon Musk. You know the old adage, quote, guess, like fish, begin to smell after 3 days. Well, it's been a week since Donald Trump was elected as our next president, and there are numerous reports that one notable guest at Mar-a-Lago is beginning to wear out his welcome, and that is Elon Musk. The Time reports that at a Mar-a-Lago recent event, he walked into the dining room about 30 minutes after the president elected and received a similar standing ovation, according to two people who saw him earlier. Elon Musk is matching or even beating Donald Trump's standing ovations. Elon Musk has reportedly been sitting in on job interviews with the Trump team and pushing for his Silicon Valley friends to get plum positions in the Trump White House. If there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, it's that he doesn't love sharing the spotlight with other people. I totally think that is true. It seems clear that Musk has bottomless ambitions. He will keep pushing and pushing, and quote, he's behaving as if he's a co-president and making sure everyone knows it, one person close to the Trump campaign said. More insiders told Politico, Musk has become almost a comical distraction, hanging around Mar-a-Lago, sliding into high-level meetings, and giving unsolicited feedback on Trump's personnel decisions. Elon is getting a little big for his britches. I like the unsolicited advice part. You know Trump hates unsolicited advice. You know Trump hates when people are able to beat his standing ovations. These two quotes right here are interesting. Elon is getting a little big for his britches. Now, this may just be jealous insiders who are envious of Musk's close relationship with Donald Trump. That is totally true. These are inside sources. We don't know how reliable their read on the situation is. But that being said, we can already see the cracks in the armor, just based on the ego that the two men have. It's been confirmed that Donald Trump said behind the scenes, Elon won't go home. I can't get rid of him until I don't like him. And to be fair, I think that that was a joke. I can hear Donald Trump saying that jokingly, but there's a little bit of truth to every single joke. And we'll see if Elon Musk begins to wear out his welcome via ego. How many Scaramucci's can this dude last? Let me know in the comments. But this article is the big one. Starting on October 19th and until the election on November 5th, Musk handed out at least $16 million to more than a dozen winners. And he branded this as a total giveaway. Not just a giveaway, a sweepstakes. You enter and you may win. But after Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner went to court, Elon Musk backed up immediately and said, wait a minute. These winners weren't selected randomly. They were selected beforehand. Musk's PAC successfully argued that it actually wasn't a lottery because winners were selected based on their suitability to serve as spokespeople. So in short, there were no random winners of the $1 million payouts. Nobody was selected randomly. So after this, now, Musk has been hit with three more lawsuits accusing him of fraud and breach of contract for lying to voters about their chances to win. On November 5th, for example, the day of the election, Jacqueline McCafferty of Arizona filed a lawsuit against Musk, alleging that she was duped into providing personal information with the false promise of being able to win $1 million. Multiple other people filed other lawsuits, including a Michigan lawyer on the same day with a class action lawsuit saying that had the plaintiff been aware the lottery was not random or that she did not have a fair chance to win or that her selection hinged on her perceived favorability to defendants as a marketing prop, she would have not signed up or supported the PAC petition and would not have provided her personal identifying information to the organization, which, yeah, they're like illegally soliciting information under false pretenses. There's definitely a case to be had there, and I'll cover this in upcoming videos, so make sure you drop a like, subscribe. If you want want to keep helping this blooming media ecosystem, you can become a member below and never feel the need to. But Trump and his cronies are constantly attacking media, constantly attacking the free press. So our goal is to continue pushing back every day over the next 4 years. And that requires a community of like-minded individuals. And that's you guys. Love you guys and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.